Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 9 kuNtulikazi 2024 ngoKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi abe khona okhangele ngamalungelo abantu, okhulumela abantu kuyo yonke indawo, hayi nje eZimbabwe, kuwo wonke amazwe esadikhi, kuwo wonke amazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika, kuwo wonke amazwe omhlaba.
Inhlanganiso ye-Human Rights Watch ithi kumele isadikhi kuze eleZimbabwe elikhahlameza abaphikisayo.
Uma kungenzeka ukuthi ngempela uba ngosephumayo, hayi kungaba yinto enhle, kulungele ilizwe lethu, kupha la confidence in the state ukubana kuba nomthungameli omutsha.
Kulabatsha abathi kumele osakhulayo adathe isikhundla sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasuka embusweni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele i-Human Rights Watch isicodoze uhulumende weZimbabwe isithi uyaphambili ngokwephula amalungelo oluntu mahlayana phambilini komhlangano weSADC ozaqhutshelwa eHarare mhlaka 17 ngokuncabakazi. Kumbiko ewethule izolo, inhlanganiso le ikhuthaze abakhokheli bamazwe eSADC ukuthi baphumele egcekeni besole ukuhlukuluzwa lokubotshwa kwabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labamabandla aphikisayo. Ithi njalo ukubotshwa komkhokheli welinye lamacele SCCC uMnumzana Jameson Timba labanye bakhe abangamachumi phose ayisitshiyangalombili 78 ngomunye womzekeliso wokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu okwenzakalayo. UTimba wabotshwa labanye bakhe besethezwa icala lokuphedla udlakela okuyinto abayilandulayo. Uhlaziya lolu daba Untu kamele Nkomo Studio 7 uqokele ingcwethi kwezombusazwe njalo ekhankasela ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo oluntu uMnumzana Evidlela Ncube.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi abe khona okhangele ngamalungelo abantu, okhulumela abantu kuyo yonke indawo, hayi nje eZimbabwe, kuwo wonke amazwe esadikhi, kuwo wonke amazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika, kuwo wonke amazwe omhlaba. Abalelihlo lokukhangela amalungelo abantu, abalendlebe zokuzwa lapho amalungelo abantu engaphathwanga kahle, baqakathekile. Ngakho ke lokho kwenziwa Human Rights Watch ukuthi ikhulume ukuthi kakube lokubonisana, lokukhuzana ngokuphathelene lokuphulwa kwamalungelo abantu kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu, kuyinto enhle futhi ukuthi siyibone ihlalisenziwa zinhlanganiso eziningi. Ngaleyo ndlela kuzaletha ukuhlonitshwa komthetho, ukuhlonitshwa kwe-constitution, ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu izwekazi le-Afrika Afrika lonke lasemhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Ubona engaba khona yini umkhokheli weSADC ongachothoza uhulumende weZimbabwe?
Lanxa kungaba khona abangaba lensolo ngokwenzeka kwamanyamazwe eSADC, amathubo okuthi baphumele egcekeni omongameli besithi yes banibani lokho okwenzakala kwelakhwilizwe akuqondanga, yinto engasoziyenzeke leyo. Abasebenzi njalo, kayisebenzi njalo iSADC, kayimemezeli lapho kukhona izinsolo. Bayasolana bebodwa, siyacabanga ukuthi bayasolana bebodwa nsitha behind closed doors ngesiNgisi. Angiboni ke ukuthi bangenza njengenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bona bengabaholi, babonisana bebodwa emuva ngale. Lanxa singakwazi ukuthi bazayikhuluma leyo ndaba, sekuwukuthemba nje ukuthi mhlawumbe angaba khona oyiphakamisayo, kodwa angiboni ukuthi ukhona ozaba lensolo, angiboni ukuthi ukhona ozayiphakamisa indaba yamalungelo abantu noma kukuliphi lizwe leSADC.
UMnangagwa uthi abantu bayabotshwa nje ngoba bazama ukuphehla udlakela ngesikhathi somhlangano weSADC. Kungaba kuleqiniso elikhona yini phezu kwalokho?
Angilasiqiniseko sokuthi bakhona abafuna ukuthi bachithe kumbe batshengisele lapho kubanjwe khona umhlangano weSADC lapha eZimbabwe ngoNcwabakazi. Angilasiqiniseko ukuthi yinto ezakwenzeka. angila siqiniseke njalo ukuthi into engaso ziyenzeke. Kodwa ke into eqhakathekileyo ukuthi laba abafuna ukuthi batshengisele bavikelwe amalungelo abo ukuthi bakwenze khona lokho ngendlela esemthethweni ngoba phela iconstitution yeZimbabwe iyakuvuma ukuthi kube njalo ukuthi abantu batshengisele lapho bengasuthisekanga khona. Siyakubona kuso sonke isikhathi emahlanganweni zeomhlaba ezihlukahlukeneyo nxa kulomhlangano we-IMF bakhona abantu abatoyitoyayo abatshengisela nxa kulomhlangano we-World Bank abatshengisela nxa kulomhlangano lo lalwana ngokuhlukahlukana. Angiboni mehluko ke lapho ukuthi uma abantu bekwenza lokho besukuma ngokusemthethweni lokuthula njalo betshengisela belensolo kulokho abakusolayo akufanelanga kube yinto embi leyo.
Umnumzana Ebidlela Ncube yingcwethi kwezombusazwe bexoxa lo Ntukameli Gomo weStudio 7.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Ibhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi imali yohlobo lweZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZig ezilensuku ezilikhulu isetshenziswa elizweni kukhanya ilokhu ilesi sindo esikhangelekayo. Okwamanje idola leMelika lithengwa nge-13.69 zig. Ingcwethi kwezomnotho zithi uyazama ophethe ibhanga leli ukwehlisa intengo yempahla lokunye. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Imali yamazig eqale ukusebenza ngemva kokwesula kwemali yama-bond notes eZimbabwe kayiqongi loba ukwehla isisindo okwethusayo njengalokhu obese kujayele ukwenzakala ngaphambilini kwekwethulwa kwayo emkambo wemali. Ngesikhathi ephawula imali le, uSibalukhulu wathembisa ukuba ibhanga leli kalisoze likhiphe imali enengi emkambo ngoba lokhu kulakho ukwehlisa isisindo sayo. Uhulumende waphanga waphuma le ndlela zokusekela iziqondiso zakhe zemali ezigoqela ukubotshwa kwalabo abathenga lokuthengisa imali ezitaladeni ngenjongo ingcithi ezicungula ezomnotho ezithi incede ukwehlisa isiqubu sokugugudeka kwesisindo semali leyi. Iningi lengcithi zezomnotho zincome kakhulu uSibalukhulu webhanga le-RBZ umnumzana John Mshayabanu zisithi nxa engaqhubeka ebeka indlela zokuqiniswa kwemali leyi imali le kayisoze iphele isisindo. Enye yalezi ngcitshi ngumnumzana Richard Sithole ofundisa ekolishini ye-University of Zimbabwe na othi indlela ezabekwa nguhulumende lebhanga le-RBZ sezisize ekwenzeni ukuba idola leli libe ngcono.
Siyakukhuthaza sithi uhulumende uyasebenza ukuthi abantu labafuna ukutshintsha imali ngendlela ezingekho emthethweni babo.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngenye ingcitshi esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Economic Forum umnumzana Peterson Dube othi iZig lokhe lingagugudeki.
Ukubopha laba abatshintshayo izimali ezitradeni lokufaka futhi ilimit emalini eziprintwayo ngiboni ngani yizo izinto eziyenza ukuthi icurrency le ibingani iqinile ukudlula leyo kade silayo emalangeni adluleyo leyo.
Kodwa enye ingcitshi kwezomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi
akula lizwe elingaphumelela lisebenzisa imali yangaphandle kwelizwe, kufanele kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho wethu iproduction yethu ukwenza ukuthi imali yangaphandle kwelizwe isetshenziswe kuphela nxa kuthengwa izimpahla zangaphandle uZulu weZimbabwe asebenzise imali yalapha.
Umnumzana Melusi Sibindi sakamuzi seHarare uthi eleZimbabwe kumele liphume lezinye indlela zokuqinisa iZig.
Kumele kube le ndlela ezenza ukuba uZulu Makhaza alithembe iZig elizweni leli. Okubotshwa kwabantu akungeke kuthathe isikhathi eside njalo ngokubona kwami lizaguduka ukuphela iZig.
Abantu abaningi bathi kabayisebenzisi imali entsha ngenxa yobunzima wokusebenzisa omakhalekhukhwini abangabambi ngendlela eqondileyo. Abantu abaningi elizweni bathi sebekubona kungcono ukusebenzisa imali yakamanye amazwe kuphela ezigoqela idola leMelika, iRand laseSouth Africa kanye lePula laseBotswana. Kodwa uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wazise ngolwesihlanu ukuba imali yamaZig ilakho ukugcina isisetshenziswa iyodwa eminyakeni emibili elandelayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abathakazelela intshelelezane uThando Juma lobhusi Muzi Mkandla asebele sikhatshana basuka kwele South Africa badlula kwele Lesotho, Swaziland kanye le Mozambique sebelubhekise kwele Zambia kuhambo lwabo lokuya kwele Kenya. Besuka kwele Zambia bazadlula eMalawi lakwele Tanzania. Sixoxele uVusumuzi ngohambo lolu.
Nxa sisuka eZambia sizosuka eLusaka silubhekise eMalawi siyongena ngeChipata border.
Ye, akusitshela ukuthi uvele uhambo lweni lolu ngolwani?
Ukuthi sivakashele wonke nje amalizwe jikelelo ase-Afrika, sifunde okuningi ngamasiko, sithathe lokho esingakusebenzisa, esingakuletha ekhaya, okungabe kubuhle nathi sishintshane nabamanye amazwe, sikhuthaze kwakhona ukuthi ama-Africans kwamele sikwazi ukuvakashelana, njengoba sibona okhokho bethu bebengabantu kade bethanda hamba, kungakho sibona na sinamanguni jikelele kwelase-Afrika. So sithi lobo budlelwano mabungapheli ngenxa yokuthi sekunamabhoda manje, mabuqhubeke silokhu sifunda okuningi sivakashelane.
Selifundeni ngokuhamba kwenu eLesotho, eSwaziland, Mozambique, le ndaweni zibopho?
Eyi, sesifunde okuningi kakhulu. Nginganikeza umzekelo kwelase-Eswatini. Indlela abantu base-Eswatini abaphila ngakhona indlela esiyithandayo. Uma singabheka izinto ezizinikezwe ngumdali like ama-hot water springs, amaningi wakhona abantu bangena mahhala. Sengisho indawo ezifana nabo-Vic Falls bekwamele ukuthi uZulu angene mahhala ngoba into esayinikezwa umdali, and akumelanga kube khona umuntu ozathatha imali as in ama-revenues. So into esayifunda kakhulu eSwatini and futhi ngabantu abajule kakhulu phakathi kwamasiko wabo.
UVusumuzi lijaha likaDando Juma abajova intshelelezane besiya kwele Kenya. Ubexoxa leStudio 7 eseVictoria Falls. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Kuqhutshwa umhlangano omkhulu weNATO oqale namhla kwele Melika. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba kuzakhulunywa kabanzi ngokwenziwa nele Russia kwele Ukraine. Bayakhala kwele Ukraine lapho ele Russia elibhombe isibhedlela sabantwana kwabhubha abantu abangamajumi phose amane 37, abanye balimala okumangalisayo. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba udaba lolu selusezandleni ze-United Nations. Ele Israel ihlasela ngamandla eGaza ukulabantu abaningi abahlala ezindlini ezidilekileyo. Inkokheli yamabandla ezokholo lwesiKristu ithi kumele umongameli William Ruto wakwele Kenya amise umsebenzi ezinye iziphathamandla zikarhulumente ngesikhathi beqhubekela phambili betshengisela abatsha besola urhulumente wakhe. Kweziphathelane leMelika,
umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden uthi akasoze ehle esikhundleni sokuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lapho azancintisana khona lo wayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ngemva kokuba uBiden engaqhabanga kuhle kungxoxompikiswano yabo yakuqala. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi abavoti bakubona njani lokhu. Umkhankaso kaBiden uphikisana lenkuthazo yokuthi uBiden adedele omunye kulolu khetho ndela kungaqhubeki uhle kwengxoxompikiswano. Sekubhadalwe izigidi ezingamachumi amahlanu zamadola i-$50 million ekukhankasa kumisakazo ngenyanga kaNtulikazi, njalo kuqiniswe umkhankaso kuyona liviki. UBiden utshele abakade bebuthanele umkhankaso wakhe eWisconsin ngolwesihlanu ukuthi uzaqhubeka ngalumkhankaso. Ozavota uSabrina Jordan uthi uBiden ulokhu elamandla okukhokhela.
I won't say defiant, but somewhere between consistent and defiant, he needs to let people know. And he did today that he ain't going nowhere.
Akumelanga aguquke, kumele ahlale enjalo. Angeke ngithi ayekele ukulalela uZulu. Kodwa kumele abe phakathi laphakathi. Kumele abatshele abantu ukuthi akayindawo njengakwenzileyo namhla. Njalo xa kungela lutho oluguqukileyo mizamvotela.
Omunye ozavota uJonathan Lustig ube ngakabi lecele aselithethe.
The physiology that he displayed, he is not the same man. You can't turn back. We're not getting younger.
Isimo sakhe siyakuveza ukuthi usentshintshile. Akula kubuyela emuva. Asikhuli sibuyela emuva. awungeke ulwisane lokuluphala.
Ukubona uBiden esaqhubeka ngomkhankaso ngemva kwengxoxompikiswano akuphi ithemba kulunga lama-Democrats elizavota u-Ellis Johnston.
I don't feel confident in Joe Biden's ability to win this election, and that makes me very afraid.
Anginathemba lokuthi uBiden uyenelisa ukunqoba kulolu khetho. Njalo lokho kungichiya ngilokwesaba.
Abasekeli bakaTrump bona bathi ungaqhubi kuhle kukaBiden ungxoxompikiswano ukuqinisa imibono yabo eyokuthi uBiden kangeke enelise ukubusa njalo okweminye iminyaka emine. Umvoti weCalifornia uLamont Pearson uthi,
"There's nothing that can come out of Joe Biden's mouth to make me think anything other than what he's already shown me, as well as Trump."
Akula lutho olungaphuma emlonyeni kaBiden olungaguqula lokho asengitshengise khona. Bonke lo Trump.
Indlela uBiden aqhuba ngayo ukungxoxompikiswano iyingxenye nje kuphela yokwenzakalayo, ukutsho omnye umvoti weGeorgia uJeffrey Tanarelli.
I think Joe Biden is very passionate and very intelligent. I think he did not perform well. Because he not meets the expectations.
Ngibona sengathi uBiden uyalithanda ilizwe lakhe njalo ungumuntu ohlakaniphileyo. Ngibona sengathi kaqhubanga kuhle ngoba wayengenelisi ukwenza okwakukhangelelwe. Futhi indlela aqhuba ngayo iyakuveza obala lokho.
Ukusola amandla kwakhe kuchiya omunye umvoti weWashington DC uHannah Sobolevic esamukela umqondo ukuthi adedele omunye.
It was kind of clear to me that maybe Biden's not as with it as he used to be, and I think I'd be supportive if someone they put up another candidate rather than Biden.
Kubemgceke kimi ukuthi uBiden akaselawo amandla. Njalo ngingasekela ngcono ibandla xa lingafaka omunye umuntu endaweni kaBiden.
Nxa ama-Democrats ezakhetha omunye umuntu ukuthi athathe isikhundla sikaBiden, kumele akwenze lokhu ngokuphangisa, kutsho umvoti weMichigan uLexis Zaydan.
There's a lot of conversations that need to happen within the next, you know, month around what could the Democratic Party do to bring all of its, you know, fractured vote, like it's
kule ngxoxo ukufanele zenziwe kunyanga ezayo ukuthi ibandla lama-Democrats lingenza njani ubambanisa amalunga alo lilungiselela ukhetho. Nxa lokhu kungenzakalanga uTrump engabusa.
Umsekeli kaBiden azangena laye kukhetho uKamala Harris ngomunye wabangadedelwa nguBiden kulesi sikhundla, kodwa lokho kulakho kungasebenzi, kutsho umvoti weCalifornia uStephanie Bowers.
Kamala would take over, which I would love, but I also think with the world being the way it is, all the prejudice going on, that Trump would probably beat Kamala more so than beating Biden.
UKamala ubengathatha okuyinto ebengingayithanda. Kodwa okusemcabangweni yabantu ukuthi uTrump enganqoba uKamala ukwedlula uBiden yikho okungamisa lokho.
Ngesikhathi umkhankaso wama-Democrats uqhubeka usekela uBiden, umkamongameli unkosikazi Jill Biden uzaqhuba umhlangano lemuli zebutho ezigabeni ezintathu kuyona liviki, njalo kuza kuba le mihlangano labavoti eTexas leNevada ngesikhathi kukhangelelwe umhlangano omkhulu owe-convention ebandla lama-Republican. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lalwethulelwa yimi uDabo kaNcube owe-Studio 7.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Kulaba jaba afisa ukuba umuntu ozangena esikhundleni sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ingasuka embusweni kube ngosakhulayo, hhaji abantu abadala okukhanya besehluleka ukubuza kuhle eZimbabwe kubika uTobias Mudzingwa.
Omunye wabalombono lo ngumkhele Mtawarira osakhulayo ohlala eHarare.
Kodwa makungenzeka ukuthi ngempela uba ngosephumayo, hayi kungaba into enhle, kulungele ilizwe lethu. Kuphala confidence in the state ukubana kuba nomthungameli omutsha.
Banengi abatsha abalesifiso lesi abathi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi bonke abakuntanga kaMnangagwa bededele abatsha ngoba eZimbabwe lidonsa nzima kwezomnotho kanye lezombusazwe. Kulabanye njalo abathi kungeke kwenzakale ukuba osakhulayo athathe isikhundla sikaMnangagwa. U-Eric Gono okubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uthi kaboni abatsha bengena esikhundleni somkhokheli we-ZANU-PF abalwa impi yenkululeko besaphila.
I-ZANU-PF libandla elizonda ontanga. Nxa ufuna ukubona inzondo ye-ZANU-PF kubontanga, uyaboniswa ngendlela abancitsha ngayo abasakhula imisebenzi, ngendlela abangelandaba lokuthi intsha iqedwa ngama-drugs. Nxa ngabe engatshiya lubaba, mboni ngani kuzangena elingxegu futhi. Amboni kusiba ngumuntu omncane ozamela ibandla lonalelo ekhethweni.
Abaningi abasakhulayo abakubandla leZANU-PF balile ukukhuluma ukuba ngubani ozathatha isikhundla lesi uMnangagwa engasuka esikhundleni. UMunashe Mdutsa uthi ibandla leli lilakho ukuguqula isisekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze uMnangagwa ancintise kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2028.
Ngile kakhulu asondaba zombuso leminyaka yomuntu ayispenda esibusweni esikhangile imisebenzi lombono kapresident ofuthi izwe liphumelele.
Ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe njalo ingumqondisi wenhlanganiso eThe African Cause Trust umnumzana Elton Ziki uthi amalunga wonke ebandla leZANU-PF alakho ukungena esikhundleni esizachiywa nguMnangagwa.
Bafanti bekhangela ukuthi lo obuye uzobusa uyakwenzisisa na umbono wokuthi sonke njengelizwe siyangapi.
Abakhona njalo abathandabuza okwethulwe nguMnangagwa othi usefisa ukuyaphumula. Ugono uthi uMnangagwa kathenjwa ngitsho la kancane.
Ngowami umbono mina angikuboni kuliqiniso ngokumazi kwethu njalo ngendlela angena ngaye esikhundleni lesiya. Umuntu ofuna ukufela khona njalo ngananzelela akusinsuku ezingaki chayisa abama ministers islogan sakhe sona leso sokuthi 2030. So mina angiboni ezaphuma esikhundleni ngendlela akhuluma ngayo.
Kodwa uMemory Ndlovu osakhulayo osekela ebandla leZANU-PF uthi yena ubambe elikantulo.
Labo abathi umongameli engaye emuva ngalokho akukhulumileyo angikholi ukuthi bayamazi sibili bomnangagwa. Lo ngumuntu oyenza konke akuthembisayo.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi kuyaxokozela okwamanje kubandla elibusayo kulandela okwethulwe nguMnangagwa othi uzasuka esikhundleni kudingwe umkhokheli omutsha ozancintisa kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2028. Abanye bathi isikhundla lesi silakho ukuthathwa ngumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga kumbe indodana kaMnangagwa ayithembikeyo ezamvikela isikhathi sonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mudzingwa.
Womanje sokusikhathi sabalaleli.
Studio 7 njani lonke kusindawana, themba siphile sonkeni. Kanti ke thina ngapha eMzingwane constituency sinohlupho namapolisa ethu esesigodini, member in charge and company lamaye amaphosa akhe ababophi izigebenga, siphila lezigebenga. Size siphile kanye nabadlwengule, badlwengule abantwana abancane. Into bayenzayo bathatha bangabopha umuntu abavuli idokhethi icala lithoniswa. Sothiwa hamba ledinga imali zihlobo ibelizemkhipha asuze zivula idokhethi. Lapho liyithwela khona imali ngaba yi-one month, ngaba yi-three months, yabona umntwana eseyekiwe sephandle. So kuyamangalisa ke khona lokho uthi uphole unyathi xa engakwazi kabe kwazi. Phula unyathi kabe kwazi khona lokho. I-ZANU-PF yonke ayibe kwazi khona lokho ukuthi yiwo umbuso ewufunayo yini nalowo. AbeZak sizabathinta ngendaba yenzakala ezigodini. AbeZak Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption sizawuyithinta. Be careful, member in charge esigodini and your company. One day to one day. Sikhathele ngani, khathele umbuso we-ZANU-PF lowo obugwelegwele. Lo MP wethu simcina kukampena. Sesimbole ezifeni kuphela, kuya ezifeni zabantu be-ZANU-PF kuphela, kuphelile ngaye. Siyabonga.
Kodwa yena president bani ofana loMnangagwa? Isitendi ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla, yena uyabadingela izikhali zempi. Simbonile seSouth Korea, simbonile seRussia, esiyadinga izikhali zempi. Isitendi ukuthi abadingele ukudla. yena ubadingela isikhali zokuthi ababulale. Ajika tshela abantu bamangathi ufuna ukulungisa ilizwe. Yena siyabadingela isikhali zokuthi ababulale. Laba bacabanga iyimpi kuphela. Akula nto abayicabangayo lapho. Bacabanga ukubulala abantu kuphela njengalokhu abantu bebulawa day night ngokulwa nguMnangagwa. Abantu besathunjwa ngensuku zamanje. Abantu besabotshwa bengelacala ngensuku zamanje. Kodwa yena utshontsha kangaka uMnangagwa kabotshwa. Abantu bezaluphefa abatshontsha kangaka kababotshwa. Sikhuluma ngabantu esibaziyo ukugawulela abantu uJoseph Juma laye uMnangagwa. Esimazi ukuthi uyatshontsha. Kodwa kababotshwa. Amasela labulala ilizwe la. Izwe liphelile liyaphela nadiya. Ngobusela bukaMnangagwa.
Salubonani Studio 7 nabalaleli. Lo okhulumayo nguDubi Sibongo. Ngisuka eGlass Block number 2 igama lami ngumgcini ngikhuluma nje namhlanje kade ngagcina ukukhuluma la ku Studio 7 kodwa khona ngicela ukucaciselwa ngakho kancane endaweni yangakithi emakhaya kuyakhiwa idamu lelo damu kuthiwa lizo sizibulawayo bathi Glass Block Dam ngokunjalo asinankinga nakho lokho kodwa inkinga esinayo sizakhamisi besifisa ukwazi ukuthi kathi sicaciselwe ukuthi kuqhubekane inhlelo zakho nazime njani silamasimu silemizi sakhile njalo ngicanti uma umuntu esakha usuke sakhele isizukulwane esizayo kazakheli yena manje siyabona kuyaqala kuyakhiwa kodwa thina sizakhamiza sitshelwa lutho ukuthi imizi izophuma izosiwaphi amasimu wethu ayadliwa kuzophilwa kanjani bengicela uze Studio 7 engizwa ngikhuluma ngisize lapho ukuthi yiziphi inhlaka okumele siye kuzo noma nina lingasizwela kuphi ukuthi ngoba kusakhiwa idamu kungani singacaciselwa ukuthi idamu lakhiwa ligcina kuphi yiphi imizi yabantu esuswayo ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi abantu si-investile, sakhile, sifuyile, siyalima, kodwa sitshelwa lutho ngokuthi kwenzekani, kuqhubekani, sibona sokuyakhiwa nje, sokuyakhiwa kulithuli laphaya. Asivimbi intuthuko, kodwa sifuna nathi sibe lolwazi njengezakhamizi, into esuke iqhubeka esigabeni sakithi. Ngiyabonga, ngicela isizele sifundise ukuthi siya kuziphi inhlaka noma nisibuzele ukuthi basixasisele na ukuthi kuqhubekani njalo, sicela ukuchasisele.
Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi mina ngiyaphila, ukhuluma uAyanda Ndlovu ngokuzala ngizale eTsholotsho ngaphansi kwenduna uMsigwane. Bengifuna ukuletha lolu daba Studio 7 oluzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngominista wakithi ocoshiwe ecotshelwa amalungelo akithi abantwana bakithi ezikolweni abangatholiyo ukuthi kade sekusuka abantu abasuka khona le eHarare beze bezofundisa kithi eMathabeleland. Kambe ngabe kuyinto enhle shoko ukuthi besuke khona le eHarare bezofundisa eMathabeleland. Asina nkinga lokuthi bezofundisa kithi eMathabeleland kodwa befundisa kuma high education, hayi eprimary. Ngoba eprimary abantwana basasebancane basadinga ukuthi befunde ngolimi labazali babo, hayi ngolimi lwangaphandle abangalwazi. Kuyaso into enhle Studio 7 kodwa into esiyibonayo ukuthi kunje kathe asiboni abantu bemsupport uminister ngento ayenzile. Ndaba ukuthi uminister ubengawayiphi iphathi okanjani kodwa into ebesifuna besifisa ukuthi umthakazi uma suzwa into enjengale usukume uncedisane layo uminister ulwe layo uminister umlwelo obilingweni labantu abethu limoshakele liphelile alikho kathe sisebenza nzima sibhadala izimali sibhadalele ukuthi abantwana bezikolo kodwa yathi uthi uyafika esikolo sakhona noma uthi uyabheka amabhuku omntwana uzothola umntwana into ebhalayo vele ayi-understandeki umntwana akakwazi ukufunda nje igama lakhe kuyinto enhle leyo Studio 7 into besicela lisibuzele yona kubo babugawule abathuliwe manje atleast sibezwe behlala besupportana nento ze-ZANU-PF.
Laba ngabalaleli be-Studio 7. Ningakhohlwa ukulalela uhlelo lwabatsha olwe-The Connection olulandelayo. Singahlukanisi ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela namhlanje. Inhlanganiso ye-Human Rights Watch ithi kumele isadiki khuze eleZimbabwe elikhahlameza abaphikisayo. Kulabatsha abathi kumele osakhulayo athathe isikhundla sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasuka embusweni kungakafiki ukhetho luka-2028. Ye lingakhohlwa ukuthi lilakho kusixhuma ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Ulivalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uKips Dube. Lilale Zulukandaba.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.